Right, the time now, 29 minutes to 9 on Radio Veritas, and a very good morning to Professor Garth Abrahams. Good morning, Garth.
Good morning, Father. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Lovely to speak to you this morning, and thank you for being so accommodating and moving our time to this time, because we've launched...
Not a problem. We've
launched our competition, you know, and we hope to get lots of tickets for people who might like to enter the draw for a special... Yes, I hope
good
it's...
Good luck for the competition.
Thank you very much. We need to sell 2,000 tickets. So far we've sold, 16 SMSs have come in, and I was hoping that today we might have about 500. So we hope. The day hasn't ended yet.
Good.
Right, Garth, what have you got to share with us this morning?
Father, nothing, very much routine matters.
All right.
My colleague, Dr. Nontando Khadebe, is in India at the moment attending a conference for women theologians.
Right.
Professor Urbaniak has been conducting research in France for the past month. He's just returned on aspects of theology, and obviously he has access to libraries in Paris that he would never be able to have in South Africa.
Right.
Our winter school was fairly successful. We had a number of people attending some of the courses. The course in ecumenism and interfaith dialogue in particular was very well attended, a course given by Father Martin Badenhorst. And we are now in the process of preparing for our spring school, which will be held from the 2nd to the 6th of October. And I'll tell you more about that within the next month or two.
Right.
But amongst the modules we have on offer for that course are the moral purpose of business, reconciliation and nation building, historical perspectives on education, mysticism, moral theology, a canon law course on the sacrament of marriage, a course on academic writing, a course on an introduction to hermeneutics, and an introduction to public international law. So those will be offered more or less within that week, the first week of October. Some will probably start over the weekend, but...
Right.
The remainder will be offered during the course of that week. And most of them will be a week in duration. And the cost for non-degree purposes, for those who simply wish to attend, would be 1,500 rand.
Okay. Well, that's very reasonable, because it's a very colourful presentation that you have there.
Yes.
It's very good.
Catering to a variety of different interests.
Yes.
The course on the sacrament of marriage, canon law of marriage, might be of interest to the wider Catholic community. I'm thinking of priests and nuns who are not necessarily wanting to do the full canon law qualification,
right.
But are in some way involved in tribunals or interested in marriage annulment issues. I've already had an expression of interest from a neighboring parish. So that I think will have a number of takers.
Hmm.
And then, Father, obviously our applications are open for 2018. Our BA, our Bachelor of Commerce in Politics, Philosophy and Education, and our Bachelor of Theology. The cost, the fee... For the BA and the BCom, about 50,000 rand for the year, which can be paid off in three tranches on registration in April and in September. And the cost for the Bachelor of Theology is about 46,000 rand a year.
Mm.
Those fees are very similar to those charged by WITS and UJ.
Okay.
Obviously, the Bachelor of Theology and the Bachelor of Commerce, students can also take those on a part-time basis. The Bachelor of Commerce, we will hopefully be offering subjects in the late afternoon, evening, and the Bachelor of Theology, that's the way it is already done. Some students are doing that on a part-time and some on a full-time, and lectures are held between 5 and 8 o'clock in the evening.
Okay, so it's convenient time.
Yes.
Okay, well, that sounds interesting, yes.
Father, I don't think I have anything
much more
else at this stage.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Gives
us a little bit of a bird's eye view of what you're planning and what has been happening at St. Augustine's.
Yes. Well, I suppose I can also tell you that our postgraduate certificate in education is being finalized with the Department of Education, so we're hoping to offer that postgrad certificate for prospective teachers in the very near future, hopefully next year.
Right.
We are also thinking of offering some courses online in the course of next year, which I think would be of great benefit.
That would be interesting, yes.
Including something with you. I promise you I haven't forgotten that one.
Okay, right.
For Catholic journalists.
Yes, okay.
And we are working on a higher certificate in theology, which would also be offered online to complement our higher certificate in biblical studies.
Right.
And that would be ideal for future deacons of the church, but also for anyone wanting to learn more about their faith. It's going to be ecumenically open, so persons of other denominations would also be very interested in such qualifications.
Mm. Okay. All right, Garth. Well, thank you very, very much for sharing with us again.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's lovely talking to you. Thank you so much indeed.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you so much. That's Professor Garth Abraham, the President and the CEO of St. Augustine's College, telling us about some of the things happening and that are being planned at that institution, the only Catholic university in South Africa. Now, the time is now 20 minutes to 9 on Radio Veritas. I'll be leaving you shortly because I have to go to a meeting in a moment. But thank you to those of you who have entered our competition so far. So far, we have 17 people who have entered. And please know how easy it is. Simply send an SMS to 41809. Begin with the word Fatima and your name. That's all you need to do. And if you want to take 10 tickets, you just put 10 behind your name, and then we know that you won 10 tickets. So let's see how many we can get today. I hope by the end of the day we might have sold about 500 tickets, but that's up to you. So let's see whether we can really show our love, our concern for Radio Veritas. And today is Granny and Grandpa's Day. It's the feast of Saints Joachim and Anne, the grandparents of Jesus, and we thought, why not do something for your grandparents today? Buy them a ticket. Why not? Come on, be a sport. It only cost you 250 rand, and surely your grandparents are worth more than 250 rand. And if they win, they'll be able to go on the pilgrimage with somebody else, maybe with you, and the ticket will be valued at about 60,000 rand. Okay, so let's see whether we can increase the number of tickets being sold this morning. That's up to you. You love Radio Veritas. We love you. You love your grandparents. It's a special day today, and we hope you're going to show that by buying them a ticket. Okay, now I'm going to read to you something special.
Toel, this is Isaac Srawutla from St. Matthew's Parish in Tembisa. Umametse Radio Veritas. Station selising sa makatolika lefaseng la South Africa mamelang ditaba tse monate modimo abe lona ka dinako tsotlhe ke a leboga.
Hi, this is Peter Keshwa, National President of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. You are listening to Father Emil on Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
Well, I said today is the feast of Saints Joachim and Anne, the grandparents of Jesus. And I'm going to read to you now the Beatitudes for grandparents. Beautiful. Blessed are the poor in spirit, as they will not see their grandparents as a meal ticket to the future. Blessed are the gentle, as they will recognize and be patient with the weaknesses of old age. And blessed are they who mourn and to comfort the bereaved and the lonely in their loss. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for justice, that the old and weak will not be cast aside, but be treated with dignity and respect. And blessed are they who are merciful and do forgive the old for their faults and their failings of yesteryear. And blessed are the pure in heart, who see the old and young as they really are. And blessed are the peacemakers and the agents of reconciliation between generations. Blessed are they who accept with grace the wisdom of old age. And blessed are they who can look back on a life of integrity and know they are loved. And blessed are they who do not judge their young so that they will not be judged. And blessed are those who are persecuted because they do what is right, standing up with courage to defend what they have learned through the years. And blessed are the old and the young, children, parents, and grandparents, who acknowledge with gratitude the great gift of life they have been given to share. For the kingdom of God is theirs.